This is Suzanne Heffner. Coercion, sequestered, resuturing, biennium, parochial, pejorative, espionage, euphemism, obduracy, protege, recidivism, satiated, barrage, promulgate, echelon, gonorrhea, schizophrenia, parameters, vociferous, rhetoric, subliminal, eccentricities, hallucinatory, acclimate, acquiesce, amalgamation, amenable, Albemarle, Anger, Iden, Berea, Blunt, Bowie's Creek, Cabarrus, Chocowinity, Fuquay Varina, Kittrell, Lenore, Mebane, Wendell, Yaupon Beach. Raleigh's last bed and breakfast to close. Owners say they were forced out by unregulated Airbnb. Article by Andrew Kenny. The city's last registered bed and breakfast will shut its doors, and its owners are blaming new competition from a less regulated internet service. The Oakwood Inn Bed and Breakfast will see its last guest on June 1st, according to owner Doris Jerkowitz. Business has plummeted since local homeowners began renting rooms on the Airbnb service, she said. We've been really very severely impacted for about 2 years now, said Jerkowitz. There are at least 9 people renting rooms or homes through Airbnb within blocks of the Oakwood Inn, which sits in the historic Oakwood neighborhood. The internet service often lists more than 150 rentals throughout Raleigh. Almost all of the new competition is cheaper than Oakwood Inn, which charges between $129 and $179 for a night in a richly decorated home built in 1871, plus breakfast. Nicholas Sparks, The Wedding. I wasn't lying when I told Jane that I was nervous about losing her when I went back to Duke for my final year, and I'll admit I didn't handle these challenging circumstances as well as I might have. I knew going into my last year that it would be impossible for Jane and me to maintain the kind of relationship we'd developed over the past 9 months, and I found myself wondering how she would react to this change. As the summer wore on, we discussed this a few times, but Jane never seemed worried. She seemed almost cavalier in her confidence that we'd manage somehow, and though I suppose I could have taken this as a reassuring sign, I was sometimes struck by the thought that I cared for her more than she cared for me. Granted, I knew I had good qualities, but I don't regard my good qualities as extraordinarily rare. Nor are my bad qualities extraordinarily dire. In fact, I consider myself average in most respects, and even 30 years ago, I knew I was destined for neither fame nor obscurity. Jane, on the other hand, could have become anyone she chose. I've long since decided that Jane would be equally at home in either poverty or wealth, in a cosmopolitan setting or a rural one. Her ability to adapt has always impressed me. When looked at together, her intelligence and passion, her kindness and charm, it seemed obvious that Jane would have made a wonderful wife to just about anyone. Do you listen to this show regularly? If this is one of your favorite shows, and you want to make sure it stays on the air, please call our studio and let us know, because we're planning on making some changes this summer. You can call anytime and leave a message at 919-832-5138. Tell us which shows you especially like. Thanks.